Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. Last Sunday was Easter Sunday. What an awesome celebration that we have to celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The death and resurrection of Christ is the most important thing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's what we put our faith in, it's what we believe in, and it's what gives us eternal life. Though Jesus died on the cross, and he took our sins upon him so that we could be free from the power of sin. He took our sickness upon him so that we could be healed. He rose again, overcame the enemy so that we could walk in victory. So the whole Christian life is based upon the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. And we know the scripture in John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son to the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved." So God in his great love sent his Son Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, so that whoever believes in him will not perish and go to hell, will have eternal life. And he said, God didn't send Jesus in the world to condemn the world. He sent Jesus to save the world. God wants to bring salvation to everyone in the world. And that's what I want to talk about today. The gospel of Jesus Christ is for everyone. It is the power of God for everyone. And we need, as Christians, we need to take the message of Easter every day. Every day is a resurrection day for us, because every day God wants us to walk in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. But he also wants us to share the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the message that Jesus died for people's sin and that he rose again to give us eternal life and give us victory. He wants to share that message with everyone that we meet every day. And that is the purpose that God has called us to. And so I want to talk a little bit about that today. The gospel of Jesus Christ is for everyone. Jesus died for everyone. No matter what kind of person is, Jesus died for them to save them from sin. God's desire is for everyone to be saved. If you're listening to this today and you're not saved, then God's desire for you is to be saved. He sent Jesus to die on the cross so that you could be saved. He rose again from the dead so you could have victory in your life and so you could receive eternal life. And we as believers need to be sharing the hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ every day with people. And I want to begin by looking at Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Romans 1:16. Paul says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as written, the just shall live by faith." So Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God. See, we can't be ashamed of the gospel. Paul believed and Paul was persuaded that the gospel of Jesus Christ was for everyone and was for every need. It's the power of God for salvation. It's salvation from sin, salvation from sickness, salvation from poverty, salvation from the powers of the enemy, salvation from demon possession, salvation from everything. The gospel of Jesus Christ can save us from everything. And so Paul was persuaded of that. So no matter who Paul met and no matter what their problem was, he had one answer for them, and that was Jesus Christ. He said, it is the power of God's salvation for everyone. It's available to every person, and they receive it by believing. And it says, for in it the righteousness of God, in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. The just shall live by faith. Righteousness means right relationship with God. The gospel of Jesus Christ brings us into right relationship with God. See, sin separated us from God. When we walk in sin, the result of that is judgment and death. You know, if you jump out of a building, you're going to fall to the ground and die. It's not that someone makes you die. It's that the law of gravity which is in the world, when if you jump from something, you're going to fall down. That's the law of gravity. If you sin, you're going to die. It's not God wanting anybody to go to hell. We read that Jesus didn't come to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved. We need the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we all of us are saved by faith, and we're made right with God by faith in Jesus Christ. So Jesus is the center of the gospel. And so we need to put Jesus in the center of everything we do and everything that we say. And I want to look at some stories today of different people that were reached with the gospel of Jesus Christ to show that the gospel is for everyone. I want to look at two stories from the New Testament about Jesus, because Jesus went about talking about the gospel or salvation that he brought. And the first story I want to look at is a story of what we call the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. And in Israel, there was a place called Samaria. It was like a separate tribe of people. They were partially Jew, but they were not Jew, and they didn't worship God the same way the Jews did. And so the Jews, they looked down the Samaritans. They didn't think Samaritans could be saved because of the way they worshiped and the lifestyle that they had. Jesus is on the way walking, and for Jews, they would go around Samaria to avoid the city of Samaria because they didn't want to talk to Samaritans. But Jesus comes right through Samaria, and he stops at a well, and the disciples go into town to buy some food. And while he's at the well, a Samaritan woman comes to the well. And Jesus, the Son of God Almighty, who preached to thousands of people, did mighty miracles, he sits down and he talks one-on-one with the Samaritan woman. And this woman was very amazed that a Jewish man would talk with a Samaritan woman, because a Jewish man would never stop and talk with a Samaritan woman. That was the worst thing. But Jesus sat down at a well and he talked with a Samaritan woman. And he talked about the life that he could bring her. And in the process, we find out that this Samaritan woman had had six husbands, and the man that she was with now, she was not married to. So she was a very immoral woman, and she was Samaritan. But yet Jesus took the time to talk to this woman and explain to her that he was the way of salvation. And because of his testimony, that woman accepted Jesus as the Messiah, the Savior of the world. She goes back to Samaria, and she tells all of her friends and everybody she knows that she's met a man who is Messiah, who has come to save the world. And they all come out and meet Jesus, and Jesus preaches to them, and then they invite Jesus to come into Samaria, and he spends 2 days in Samaria, and great revival comes out to Samaria because the people receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. But the disciples were not that way. The disciples, while Jesus was talking to the Samaritan woman, the disciples went into town to buy bread and buy food. Now, the disciples had seen the power of Jesus. They had heard Jesus teach and preach. They believed that Jesus could save people. They believed he was the Messiah. But when they were in Samaria, they didn't tell anybody about Jesus. Why? Because they didn't think Samaritans could be saved. You know, I've talked with Christians who believe that Muslims can't be saved. No, Muslims can be saved because Jesus died for everyone. And so the disciples did not share the gospel with the Samaritans because they had a bad attitude towards Samaritans. They had a prejudice against Samaritans. But Jesus did not have that, because the gospel of Jesus Christ is for every person. And we need to be careful that we don't judge people in a wrong way and we condemn them instead of sharing the gospel with them. See, Jesus didn't come in the world to condemn the world. He came in the world to save people. Jesus didn't condemn the woman because she had an immoral lifestyle. He went to save her, bring her hope and salvation. And because of her, the town of Samaria had a great revival. A second story I want to look at from the Bible is a story of Zacchaeus that we see in Luke chapter 19. Zacchaeus was a tax collector, and tax collectors were hated in Jesus' time because tax collectors were Jewish people, and they collected taxes from their own people to pay the Romans. Now, the Romans were the ruling power in the world at that time. So Rome was ruling over Israel. And the Romans were very brutal. The Romans would kill anybody they wanted. If you remember when Jesus was born and Herod heard that Jesus had been born in Bethlehem, Herod sent Roman soldiers and they killed all the children 2 years and younger in Bethlehem trying to kill Jesus. Because the Romans just kill people. The Romans were terrible people. And there were Jewish people that collected taxes from their own people to give to the Romans. And they not only collected their own taxes, but they collected more than they should, so they became very wealthy at the expense of their own people. And so tax collectors were hated. And the Bible had sinners and tax collectors. Tax collectors were the worst kind of sinners. But one day Jesus is walking through town, and he looks up and he sees a man in a tree named Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus was a tax collector, and the crowd was so big he couldn't see Jesus, so he climbed the tree to see Jesus. And Jesus tells Zacchaeus, I want to come to your house and drink tea today. So Zacchaeus is very excited that Jesus, the Son of God, the righteous one, the teacher, the one is going to come to his house. And he is a wicked sinner, a man that's hated by the Jews, but Jesus, a Jew, is coming to his house to sit down and eat with him. And so Zacchaeus prepares a feast. He invites all his friends to come. And all his friends are sinners, tax collectors, wicked people. And so I can imagine Jesus walking into Zacchaeus' house with the disciples. The disciples would never go into Zacchaeus' house. But because of Jesus, they went into Zacchaeus' house. And in Zacchaeus' house, you're probably seeing many wicked people sitting around. They're drinking alcohol, they're drinking pombe, they have prostitutes, women who have very little clothes on. It's a very wicked environment. And they're all very wealthy and live very wickedly. And Jesus goes in and he spends time talking to Zacchaeus and his friends. And Jesus doesn't condemn them for their lifestyle. Jesus doesn't condemn them because they're tax collectors. Jesus shares the love of God with them. And in Luke chapter 19, verse 8 through 10, after Jesus stood and shared the love of God with Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus stood up and said to Jesus, Lord, Lord, I give half of my money to the poor. And if I've taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I give back to them four times what I took them. And Jesus said to Zacchaeus, today salvation has come to this house because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. See, Zacchaeus was a terrible man. Jesus didn't condemn him. And all the other Jews, they criticized Jesus for going into Zacchaeus' house. But Jesus came to reach the lost. He came to reach even wicked people like Zacchaeus. And he didn't condemn him. He reached out in love to touch their lives and to bring hope to their lives. Because Jesus reaches all kinds of people. Jesus is concerned with all kinds of people. And because of Jesus reaching out to Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus realized his sin. And just like the Samaritan woman, he made a decision to not only accept Jesus Christ, but to give all the money he had taken away from corruption, he was going to give it all back to the people and even more restore to them because Jesus had changed Zacchaeus' life. And probably other many tax collectors in that room got saved. These men would never go to church. Zacchaeus would never go into a church because in a Jewish church at that time, he would have been condemned. They would never even let him in because they hated him so much. But Jesus went to Zacchaeus' house. Jesus reached out to Zacchaeus' house. You know, God wants to reach out to people who need him. You know, I think of the Apostle Paul. Before Apostle Paul became saved, he was Saul. Saul was a Jewish leader who hated Christians. He was the one who saw that Stephen was stoned to death. Then he began to arrest people, Christians, throw Christians in prison, beat Christians. But then one day, Saul was going from Jerusalem to Damascus to arrest more Christians, and Jesus appeared in a vision to Saul. And Saul said, who are you? Who are you? And he said, I am Jesus Christ. And Saul gave his life to Jesus Christ. Saul was transformed. He received the power of the Holy Spirit. And Saul, who persecuted the church, became Paul, the greatest apostle in the history of the church, the apostle who wrote most of the New Testament. He was greater apostle than Peter, James, and John. He was greater apostle than all the other disciples who had walked with Jesus. Here, the most wicked man, the man that was persecuting the church, the man that was beating Christians, putting Christians in prison, and even putting Christians to death, Jesus reached down from heaven because no person would reach out and touch Saul. No Christian would testify to Saul because they were afraid that Saul would kill them. But Jesus himself, because he loves people and he needed Saul to reach the world for Jesus Christ, he reached Saul. You know, sometimes God used people who we don't expect at all to do great things for him. Because God's greatest desire is to bring salvation to all people. Salvation is made available to everyone, and we need to recognize that in our lives. When I grew up in Africa, and I went to the States, and I was working a job, and my boss, who owned the company, he had a terrible marriage, and so he didn't like to go home. And so he would go to the bar, to the hotel, and drink pombe, or drink alcohol and beer, after he got off work until very late, until after his wife went to bed. And then he would go home because he didn't want to talk with his wife. And the Lord spoke to me to go to the bar, to the hotel with this man and talk to him. So I started, when he would go off work, I'd get off work. Instead of going home, I would go to the bar. And while he drank pombe or beer, I would drink a Coke or a soda or tea. And we would just talk. We talked about all kinds of things. And he began to tell me about how terrible his marriage was, all his problems. Now, he was the owner of the company, a very wealthy man. And so I just continued to talk with him. And that man eventually accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior, became a leader in his church, and God used him mightily. Why? Because I took the time to reach out to him. That man would never go into a church. That man did not recognize his need for Jesus until I was willing to go to where he was, just like Jesus went to Zacchaeus' house and Jesus talked with a Samaritan woman. And because of that, I reached this man for Jesus Christ. And Jesus changed his life. Jesus saved his wife. Jesus changed his marriage, changed his family. Because of the power of the gospel is for everybody, and it's not just for certain kinds of people. See, God wants to raise up men and women who believe like Paul, in Romans 1. I am not ashamed. I am persuaded that the gospel of Jesus Christ has the power to save every person. You know, I'm reflecting about when I grew up. You know, I was born in West Africa, in the country of Liberia. But then when my parents were missionaries, and when I was 6 years old, we moved from Liberia to the country of Guinea. And my dad wanted to work with a Muslim tribe in Guinea called the Susu tribe. And at that time, where we moved to, there was not one church among the Susu tribe in Guinea. They were all Muslims. But in Guinea, you had the freedom to preach the gospel, but they didn't give you any protection. And so my father, he got beaten up many times. We got robbed. It was a very difficult place to live in because the Muslims did not want us there. The Muslims did not like us. But my father felt a burden to reach these Muslim people for Jesus Christ. And I remember my father would get up every morning at 6 o'clock and he would pray for an hour. And as a young child, I would hear my father cry out for the souls of those Muslim people. Pray and fast and seek God for the souls of the very people that were beating him up, the very people that were robbing us and making life difficult for us. And because of that, God began to reach Muslims in our community. And we started the first Muslim church. Some Muslims even were killed because they left Islam and accepted Christ as their Savior. And today, there are hundreds of churches in that area. And there's a Bible school in that area. Why? Because my father understood the power of the gospel to reach every person and to change every person. See, we have to have a heart for people. Jesus left heaven and all the glory of heaven. He came down to earth and he died on the cross for everybody, not just certain people, not just good people, but for everybody, because his desire is for us to reach everybody with the gospel of Jesus Christ. My father also in Guinea, there was a village of lepers because the Muslims would not allow the lepers to live among them. And so And the Muslims rejected them, and so they had their own village where they lived, and all the lepers lived in this village, and no one ever went to this village with the lepers. And my dad started going to this village, and he would sit down with these lepers, and he would eat with them and talk with them and fellowship with them. And one day when I was about 10 years old, he took me to this village of lepers, you know, and they were dirty. Their skin was coming off. Many of them had lost their fingers and their nose and their ears, and they were. It was a terrible situation. And I watched as a young child. I watched my father sit down and show the love of God to these leper people. And as a result of my father reaching out to these leper people, the whole village came to Jesus Christ. Every leper came to Jesus Christ. Their life was transformed by the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because the gospel is the power of God to save everyone, to change everyone. I remember when I moved back to America here, lived in Kenya from 1987 to 1997, and in 97 we came back to America here. And I began to attend this church. And the pastor of this church, it was a church about 500 or 600 people. And the pastor had a big vision for mission. He traveled to Africa. He traveled to India to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he had met a bishop in India that had a big church, big, beautiful church in India of about 3,000 or 4,000 people. And he also had about 1,000 other churches under him in India, had a very big ministry. And his church was a very big, beautiful church. And many wealthy people and powerful people came to his church because it was such a beautiful church and such a great program they had. And so my pastor had gone and preached in this man's church. And his name was Bishop Kamana Pali. And so my pastor invited him to come and share in our church. So I remember when he came to our church, and he stood up and began to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And even though he was a very important man, his gospel message was very simple about the gospel of Jesus Christ, how Jesus died on the cross for our sin. He rose again. He wants to change your life. He wants to give you victory. And then he shared a testimony that I will never forget. He shared a testimony that in his big, beautiful church one day, two lepers came into his church. And these lepers came and sat in the very back row of the church. And he saw them sit back there, and he had never had any lepers come into his church because lepers were afraid to come there because they were afraid to be thrown out. It was a big, beautiful church, very important people, well-dressed people. These lepers lived on the street. They had very old, dirty clothes. They were old. They smelled terrible. And so Kamanapali, Bishop Kamanapali, was sitting on the platform. He saw him come in. So he called up one of his elders of his church who was sitting on the front row. And he said, I want you to invite those two lepers to come up front, and you and your wife give up your seat on the front row and let them sit in your seat, and you go sit behind. So the elder of the church was obedient to his bishop. He went and got the two lepers, brought them up front, sat them in the two seats right up front, right with all these very important, rich people, powerful people up front. And when the lepers sat down there, they smelled terrible. And other people began to move away from where they were sitting, leave them sitting all by themselves. And Bishop Kamanapali preached the message of salvation. And afterwards, these two lepers accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. And Bishop Kamanapali went down and personally led these two lepers to Jesus Christ. He not only led them to Jesus Christ, he embraced them in front of the whole church, just to show the church how the gospel of Jesus Christ was for everybody. And as a result of that, these lepers went out and told all their friends at this church except the lepers. And so the next Sunday, there were many lepers that came into the church. And as a result of that, and Bishop Kamanapali accepted them all in the church. And as a result of that, a lot of the wealthy people and a lot of the people who were powerful and people who had lots of money, they left the church because they said, Bishop Kamanapali, we can't sit with these lepers. This is not a good thing. It's a terrible testimony. We can't have these lepers coming into our church. They smell terrible. Their clothes are terrible. And Bishop Kamanapali said, no, we're going to help these lepers. But then they wanted to be baptized in water. And in Kamala Polly's church, they had a beautiful water tank that was up front. It had glass on the front so that you could see the people being baptized. And so these lepers wanted to be baptized. Many of them wanted to be baptized. And so Kamala Polly, the bishop of this big church, who had 1,000 other churches under him, he personally baptized these lepers. And he said when he got done baptizing them, he said the water in the baptismal tank was full of dead skin, was full of insects and all kinds of things that came off of these leprous people. And I remember Bishop Kamala Polly, and he talked about the love of God for people and how Jesus came and died for lepers. Jesus came and died for everybody. See, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation for everyone. We need to be careful. We're not judgmental about people. I've been in churches in Africa where a prostitute would come in the church and she was not very well dressed. And everyone would kind of look at and judge that woman and would not accept that woman in the church because of the way she dressed, because of her reputation. Or someone would come in who had been drinking alcohol or pombe, or someone who was wearing old clothes, or a young person who had been living off the street that was doing drugs in the street would come into church, and everyone would look at them with judgmental eyes. No, we can't do that. The gospel of Jesus Christ came. Jesus came to die for these people. Jesus left heaven, the glory of heaven, left sitting at the right hand of God. He became a man on earth. He walked on earth. He walked with all kinds of people on earth. And he died for everyone so that everyone could be saved. See, I believe we live in a day and age where God wants to save everyone. God wants to move by the power of his Spirit around the world. But we can't judge the world. We can't just look at our own need. We have to look out beyond ourselves to a world that needs Jesus Christ. The world is becoming more ugly. Sin is growing and abounding in the world. But the Bible says where sin abounds, God's grace even more abounds. And God wants us to look out at this ugly world. Instead of judging it, we need to reach out in the love and power of the gospel of Jesus Christ and reach this world. And today, if you're listening to this message and you've not accepted Christ as your Savior, I want to tell you that Jesus, no matter who you are or what you've done, Jesus came to earth. And he died for your sins so you could become a child of God, so you can have eternal life and walk in the victory that he has for you. And I just want you to pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you today that you died on the cross for my sins. Today I accept you as my Savior. Forgive me of my sin. Come into my life and change me. I give my life to you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer today, Jesus has accepted you. Jesus loves you. And I pray and encourage you to get into a church where people love you, people will encourage you, and people will share the love of Jesus and the Word of God with you. May God bless you this week. And I encourage you to listen every week to the Voice of Hope. Today, if you miss a message, you can always hear my messages on my website, voiceofhopetoday.org, voiceofhopetoday.org website. May God bless you as you walk this week with Jesus. Make sure to share the love of Jesus with everyone you meet because the gospel is the answer for our world today. God bless. Bye-bye.